Anheuser-Busch Air, ancestors would have rolled in their graves over Dylan Mulvaney. By Paul Bois on August 8, 2023. Billy Bush, an heir to the Anheuser-Busch beer empire, said that his ancestors would have rolled in their graves over Bud Light's recent decision to partner with transgender TikTok influencer Dylan Mulvaney. Bush weighed in on the controversy in an interview with TMZ, adding that his great-grandfather, Adolphus Bush, would never have approved of partnering with Dylan Mulvaney. "I think my family, my ancestors would have rolled over in their graves," Bush said. "They believed that transgender, gays, that sort of thing was all a very personal issue. They love this country because it is a free country and people are allowed to do what they want. But it was never meant to be on a beer can and never meant to be pushed in people's faces." Bush said that the type of customers who would drink a Bud Light are common folk who work hard every day and do not want political messaging shoved in their faces. "You know, I think people who drink beer, I think they're your common folk. I think they are the blue-collar worker who goes and works hard every single day," Bush said. "The last thing they want pushed down their throat or to be drinking is a beer can with that kind of message on it. I just don't think that's what they're looking for. They want their beer to be truly American, truly patriotic, as it always has been. Truly, America's beer, which Bud Light was and probably isn't any longer," he added. When TMZ's Harvey Levin attempted to paint the backlash against Bud Light as prejudice on par with hating blacks, Jews, and even gay people, Bush disagreed. "Absolutely it's prejudice," Levin said. "Look, I remember my dad telling me stories that there were bars in LA that used to have signs that said, 'No dogs, no Jews.' So there's been a history of prejudice in the country. People get over certain things. It's happened to Jews. It's happened to black people. It's happening to gay people, and it's happening to transgender people. So to me, it is absolutely prejudice." Bush said that he ultimately believed people's sexual preferences should be private and they have no place in a beer advertisement. As Breitbart News reported repeatedly, Bud Light has been hemorrhaging business since the Dylan Mulvaney controversy, forcing the company to lay off hundreds of workers. "While we never take these decisions lightly, we want to ensure that our organization continues to be set for future long-term success," Anheuser-Busch Chief Executive Brendan Whitworth said in a written statement. "These corporate structure changes will enable our teams to focus on what we do best, brewing great beer for everyone." Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.